Section 1, Introduction and Context in 5 slides. Section 1, Lesson 4. Being focused on the exam has pros and cons. Sync. My reason for stating it right up front is so you appreciate what we cover in these AXLOS supplied course materials is centred on what the AXLOS manual says. Neither your nor my opinion nor experience with other routes to successful projects counts in the exam. I will use my experience to illustrate learning points. I'll signpost many additions and alternatives in this training that might help you be a better practitioner. Their detailed follow-up and study is perhaps best left until after you're qualified. So, to give the best added value while staying true to the exam focus, I'll highlight where there are sources of more information than the exam focus demands, and you decide if you want to save them until after the exam. Check out our non-exam courses for the best insight from all sources, compiled without fear or favour to specific exam boards. To pass the exam, it's important to ensure evaluation of questions and answers is made by strictly limiting your considerations to what is included in the manual, the syllabus, and the exam scenario. Widest insight normally makes the best training courses, but maybe not in this case. However, this material is an excellent and prerequisite foundation for those wider influences and ideas once you're qualified. Because the exam is really tough, you may want to stay really focused. Details of non-exam courses are in the course resources at the end of the course within the videos and on our website. Sync. The exam is based on this book. The book's list price is 99 quid, that's 99 GB pounds. We have discounted it to £69 plus postage and packing. If you want copies, visit http://www.logicalmodel.net/shop and head for management books. I've tried really hard in this course to be exhaustive so that you don't need to also read the manual as well as study this course. Two sources isn't a benefit. If I've succeeded, that saves you time and money straight off. We know for sure that people use our standard prints materials and pass without needing that manual. Let me know your opinion. I'm always keen to hear your feedback on how to improve the course so passing the exam is as quick, easy and stress-free as possible. While you're thinking about whether you need the exam, I want to repeat to you, as of now, the exam is tough. I've taken the exam. This course is full of my lessons learned for your guidance. I think I can claim good insight. Once upon a time, I was a prints examiner. I'm not now, because now everything is marked by scanning tick sheets. But it taught me how exam questions are structured when they're created, and I'll share that for you as insight into how they are decomposed and decoded when answering. To pass the exam, you really are going to have to understand Prints 2 Agile's reasons for its contents. That stands you in good stead for real-world use too. Good understanding is required to be able to make fine distinctions about how it applies in reality, and so how to get the practitioner exam questions on usage right. It's a good exam, but none of that exam success stuff is in the £99 book, but it is in these course materials. A tough exam should be good news. If you pass the exam, it will confirm that you know this stuff at a much deeper level than just reading the manual. If the exam's reputation is that it's tough, it will count for something in the marketplace. Passing the exam means you know what agile behaviours and techniques to instill in your project participants, and you know how to use them yourself. AXLOS has provided the course materials specifically to provide a training aid aimed at success in the exams, while the manual is a reference that supplements, not replaces, the training aid. If you do purchase the manual, then you can use it in the exam. The exam is open book, but you must be aware that the AXLOS exams are designed to require that you understand topics examined, so that expecting to pass by consulting the manual in the exam is unrealistic. More on that later. So if you're cautious or your memory is like mine, I think you should buy a copy. If you do, remember, a paper copy is better than a PDF version. You can't use the PDF version in the web proctored exam, although you can print it out and take the printed copy with you, and then the proctor wants to check that you haven't added anything to it. Better to buy a paper book and a highlighter. To buy either version of the manual from me, see the course resources tab or visit that website I gave you early. Alternatively, go to Amazon or other online booksellers. Specialist booksellers have a faster but less personal dispatch process than me, and some sell it with free shipping. I don't think any match my discount. And what I do know booksellers can't match is they can't be your supporting ATO, or reserve you an exam, or support your study. By you following our course materials, we are automatically your sponsoring ATO, accredited training organisation. Let's prepare to explore course objectives by considering some points of overview. The first point to note is that in giving you overview, I'll use a few terms ahead of their detailed explanations. I've made the assumption you'll cover the course materials in order. If so, then explanations build on each other so that everything is introduced gently to start and is treated in detail before the end. The overview gives breadth. All the depth is methodically explained as we go. The overview point that really deserves to be first is that Prince 2 Agile is the whole of Prince 2, nothing deleted and a lot added. Sync. By added I mean two things, but they're in the next video, page, slide. Section 1, Lesson 5. Following on from our previous lesson, what is added to Prince 2 by P2A is the interpretation of the whole of the Prince method using techniques for many planning and scoping needs that Prince 2 assumed that we would already be familiar with. So Prince omits them. In P2A we get techniques, for example for requirements and for scheduling, we get agile tools and we get ways of working that are pragmatic and non-bureaucratic. P2A tailors Prince to work with an agile mindset. The mindset is behaviours, concepts, techniques and frameworks. Internalise that set of four items as a checklist when answering exam questions. The manual, and hence the exam, dwell on three of the many frameworks: Scrum, Kanban and Lean Startup, their values and beliefs. Other approaches get a mention, but not a lot more. Sometimes the interpretation of Prince 2 given is in ways that many Prince 2 practitioners will say, well, of course, that's the sort of common sense I've been applying since I passed my Prince practitioner exams and use Prince for real. Of course, you may have an Agile or a PMBOK guide or an APM background. In those cases, I'll contextualise or, where needed, explain them enough so that you're okay too. I know them all. Each time your reaction is, yes, I've been doing the common sense, then great. But any time you catch yourself saying the equivalent to, that's not how I'd do it, put that thought aside till after you're through earning your qualification. If your background in Prince is nil, or your post-exam status is now rather rusty because you haven't thought about it much since your previous exam sitting, then it's only an extra few degrees in the gradient of your learning curve to add that. It isn't a huge addition over the challenge of the P2A content in the exam, and I'll refresh it for you where significant. I also have revision support aids for you to download, and you can ask for more. Recall, this is an instructor-supported training course. We will explore the details of this Prince on a Page graphic in the next lesson. P2A's obvious focus is the six boxes middle centre, three of controlling a stage and three of managing product delivery, red for work with yellow for quality at their centre. It's the key interface, but P2A is a lot more than the obvious interface. Key messages are about infusing the agile mindset into everything up to and through the project managers and the project board's behaviours too. Let me also tell you here that I'll make many key points as we go. When introduced as key or quotable or big message, or when you hear something being repeated, you should recognise that it's significant to the exam. When I use these signpost words, you'll know what to make notes about. My guess is everyone except those people with exceptional memories or those people who are very clear on their own study methods are going to need to make notes. I've gathered all the key and quotable items into the revision aids for you, but note-taking is still potentially valuable. The exam is open book. You may make annotations on the manual. The book designer included clear separation of topics by including blank pages that are useful for you to use to include notes, diagrams and other personal aid memoirs, but only if you handwrite them onto the book's pages. You must not stick, staple or otherwise attach anything to the manual if you want to use it in the exam. When you hear me say sync from now on, that's a prompt for me to synchronise animations. As I explained a little earlier, in a video it will roll on. If you're in an app and everything halts, then you'll need to sync too. Some apps carry on instead of pausing when I say sync. If you're reading, it means you've moved on to another feature of the slide's content or elements of a diagram, and you'll need to refer to the graphic. For exam success, you'll have to master the exam's 5 learning outcomes. They are the first 5 of the 6 course objectives shown here. I'll explain the syllabus detail when we get to slide or lesson or video number 9. Real-world use is course objective number 6, note. Sync. Starting with objective number 1, you will have to understand behaviours, concepts, techniques and frameworks considered more or less agile. Lots of detail as we go. You'll come to appreciate how agile provides a product delivery focus, i.e. a focus on doing the work that creates business outputs and so enables the benefits or value. We might call it the technical specialist's work as opposed to the manager's control work. Technical work is activity like building a bridge, running a marketing campaign, arranging a concert tour, or developing a new product with multiple work streams spanning concept development and perhaps also including a marketing campaign as a work stream with its own team manager. Agile gives us focus on the products that the business needs to generate value. Sync. Prince gives us a lightweight, unintrusive and adaptive control structure. Yep, that might not be its reputation, but when used correctly, it's actually the truth. P2A might just be the mechanism that raises people's appreciation to be well-informed rather than misinformed. Combining Prince and Agile creates a synergy. Prince is already fully Agile-enabled. Note the phrase and this one, nothing is removed from Prince to use it in Agile ways and with an Agile mindset. Both of those are exam significant, sync. The P2A official manual is 28 chapters and 8 appendices. The last 5 chapters are called focus areas. In reverse order, the focus areas are how to do contracts in an agile world, the concept of frequent releases for incremental delivery, and a focus on rich communications like burn charts and information radiators. IRs are high visibility status boards on the wall of the delivery team's workspace. Wall displays are low-tech and tactile, and the team keep them up-to-date in real time. The last 2 focus areas are agile techniques for the expression of requirements, such as user stories, and firstly, recall I've done this list in reverse order, a 6-scale suitability metric called by the very 1980s-style sobriquet, the Agilometer. The Agilometer highlights any risk we should consider responding to that is created by choosing to use an agile mindset and the business's readiness to actually do what being agile requires, for example, to trust and empower people. Sync. P2A takes Prince's 6 dimensions of flexibility or tolerance. Now here is a small test. Can you recall those? Maybe hit pause before I give you a hint. Of course, if your background is PMBOK, you won't know them, but I will give them in a minute. So here's a hint on the 6 tolerances. Maybe hit pause to have a think. Is this welcome back? They are time, cost, quality, scope, risk and benefits. P2A says time and cost are baselined, so changing them is a big deal involving change control in a formal process. Treat them as always fixed. But scope and quality are treated as fully flexible to accommodate constraining time and cost. Actually, this isn't draconian or daft, or an excuse for poor quality, but I'll need to explain the P2A view of the mechanisms and concepts that are the application of Agile to Prince and the application of Prince to Agile. Sync. P2A is Prince's 7 principles, 7 themes, 7 processes, 9 roles, baselines and other sets of records and predefined reports, these last 3 sets being the entries of the Appendix A information sets that have always been called document templates but are now information sets. P2A reinterprets all the principles, so the information set collection of Appendix A don't have to be documents, they can be low-tech tactile wall displays. Sync. Throughout, I'll introduce exercises and exam question analysis. They give you a break from theory input mode. Exercises are important so that you can consider the meaning and the relationship between the things that I explain to you. Exercises test your practical understanding. I'll also pose and then answer practice exam questions throughout. They will show you the exam style. You will have to get into the head of the question setters to answer the questions. Sync. In my real exam, there were about a dozen questions I was sure of the answer that the examiner wanted, about 25 that had some ambiguity, and about a dozen where the scenario could be interpreted in so many ways that I ended up guessing. Informed guesses from a deep understanding of the Prince 2 manual, perhaps, but nevertheless still ending with a need to play the percentages split across more than one seemingly reasonable answer. We have plenty of practice exam questions to come where I can illustrate the points. Take comfort in the fact that the pass mark is only 60% and it's 2.5 hours for 50 multiple choice questions, so 3 minutes per question, and open book if you spend the extra to buy a copy. Section 1, Lesson 6. For in the same room training and for virtual instructor-led classroom-based courses, both known as ILT, which stands for instructor-led training, we can all introduce ourselves in person. E-learning includes on-demand video where we are not all present at the same time. Here I invite you to do your introductions through the discussion facilities rather than like in virtual classes and physical classes where we can do our introductions face-to-face in real time. Video on-demand e-learning is still ILT because I'm contactable and support you anytime you ask. If you're on the learning portal at http://learn.logicalmodel.net, then the discuss forum is automatically linked to the materials through a lesson in Section 0. Otherwise, email me, p2a@logicalmodel.net, and I'll give you the details of how to join the support group. In this medium, I'll introduce me. I live in Edinburgh, Scotland, with my wife, Lee, and my adult return-to-the-nest daughter and son, Jessica and Toby, who enjoy a low-overhead, rent-free existence, at least for now. Long ago, I started as a programmer and then project manager, and have worked across many organisations as diverse as GE and the UN, in industries such as banking, oil and gas, and defence. Clients have been an alphabet soup of global blue chips through to small niche companies. And during that time, I've run projects, troubleshot operational departments, I've been a Prince 2 examiner, and I've taught a variety of project management training courses from Prince 2 and the PMP exam preparation to effective team development, to communications and more besides. My consulting activities focus on improving the state of the art of project management, something an agile mindset combined with openness to adopt, adapt and integrate the best of ideas from all sources greatly enhances. Section 1, Lesson 7. The P2A manual is 342 pages long. Actually, it isn't that bad. The Prince 2 Agile Manual gives us about 150 pages of guidance, whose detailed understanding is vital to a realistic expectation of being able to correctly answer exam questions from all topics, SYNC. After the official manual's initial pages that list the chapters, figures and illustrations are three major parts, parts 1 to 3, and then the 8 appendices, SYNC. The first part is introduction and overview. It's 40-odd pages long, SYNC. It looks like this in overview. Here I've removed 17 structuring but otherwise blank pages from the illustration. The second section is P2A's guidance on using, quote, agile behaviours, concepts and techniques and on tailoring prints. And this is where all the how-to will be covered after the rather conceptual start. Sorry about that, but bear with it. You need the concepts as foundations for practitioner insight that will be coming. SYNC. Part 2 includes guidance on applying Prince 2 Agile's view of agile techniques. This second section is just 100 pages worth of detail, excluding blanks, chapter headings and filler pictures. In here we get an explanation of how Agile works, mostly from the perspective of three frameworks, Scrum, Kanban and Lean Startup. The middle and the last section are the two places where we will spend the most time. The middle section starts with a chapter on the seven Prince 2 principles and then gives us one chapter for each of the seven Prince themes and then six chapters for the seven Prince processes. The SU, or starting up a project, and initiation stage are often combined in Agile projects and are combined in the P2A manual. Finally, the P2A manual's middle section ends with a chapter on tailoring Prince's Appendix A management products or management information sets. By the time we have covered part two, we mostly know what P2A considers to be agile and what P2A tells us we need to do to tailor Prince and blend the best of the two heritages for the strongest synergies. Each of the themes and process chapters have a similar structure, SYNC. First of all, we get a reminder of what the standard Prince manual says. This is not examined, and these Axlos-supplied official training slides omit the contents. Qualified Prince 2 practitioners are assumed to know it. I've added to what Axlos provides, and I'll introduce and or refresh relevant content as we go, or before we get to section 4 of these slides. Both PMBOK and APM qualified folk will have a stronger grounding than Prince 2 practitioners, but will lack the vocabulary. I'll add it as we go. I'll also have some revision aids that may help. And recall the courses instructor supported, just ask if you need more help. After the normal Prince bit of each chapter, we get an interpretation or explanation of agile concepts and techniques, followed with a discussion of the practicalities. Finally, a summary, which includes acknowledgements and further reading. Further reading, like following up on added value observations, are not required for the exam, because the exam is based on the manual, but further reading is useful if you come to the topic and want more background or detail in the agile concepts being discussed. I suggest saving exploring outside the course and the manual for after the exam. You really don't want alternate opinions in your head till after you've answered the exam questions. SYNC. The third section is the focus areas, which is perhaps the next 50 pages, and then the appendices, which are the last 70 or 80 pages of the official manual. These approximate counts for 50 or 70, 80 include blank pages. Now, do you recall what the five focus areas that I mentioned in reverse order earlier are? Maybe hit pause to think. Is this welcome back after a pause? They are, first, the agilometer to measure risk from using Agile. Second, requirements, the mindsets and techniques for the evolution of scope. Three, rich communications, a focus on face-to-face, the use of models and pictures and workshops over documents and emails. Four, frequent releases of capability for early generation of both project feedback and business benefits. 5, the treatment of contracts in an agile situation. The appendices also deserve itemizing. They are first a précis of the regular Appendix A template information set from the Prince manual. B is role descriptions for Prince and Prince 2 Agile roles. C is project health check questionnaire. D, the product-based planning example reproduced from the Prince manual. E, the Agile manifesto, and a largish list of the values and principles of many Agile frameworks. F is thoughts on the transition when increasing organizational project agility. G, advice to project managers using Agile, which is excellent. And Appendix H is a reprint of Sutherland and Schwaber's definitive guide to Scrum. Section 1, Lesson 8. All these mentions of the exam will reduce when we get past this initial stuff. But to illustrate our target so we can stop mentioning it quite so much, here is a little more detail. The exam is 150 minutes for 50 open book multiple choice questions. The first 7 questions are likely to be a test of your memory, but nothing more. Since the exam is open book if you bought it, then you'll have time to look them up. The revision aids and my use in the course's diagrams of techniques such as repetition will mean you're prepared, even if you don't buy the manual, which I don't actually believe you need. The next 43 questions are a test of your memory, your comprehension, possibly your sanity and more. There are 2 official sample exam papers within the course materials put together by the same team that sets the live exams. You're going to need to study the sample exam questions carefully. You need to learn to read them for the roles and or timing and or other relevant elements, such as which theme or process the answers must match. It takes practice, but I'll guide you. An exam paper's structure is 3 parts. While studying, we have a 4th part that you'll never have in reality, the answers. Sync. First is a scenario that tells a story. Axelos practitioner exams are always based on a scenario. The course's case study and the 2 sample practitioner exams use the same case study with very minor adjustments and extensions. The 2 are close, but not quite identical. The differences are immaterial, and the exam version looks like this in total. The story is divided into information that applies to all questions and information that is relevant to specific subsections of questions only. Sync. Here is the exam's core scenario text in full. It's also in the exam downloads in Section 0, and this is just what your live exam will look like. The exercise and case study workbook download includes the very slightly different version, but it's immaterial. When doing the exam online, Axelos no longer allow printing the scenario because of loss of control after the exam of the IP. When doing your exam on paper, the second part will be an answer blank. And when the exam is on paper, we'll cover the rest of those details, then not now. Sync. And third, the question paper with the 50 questions. They look like this. Each counts 1 mark. There is no negative marking for those questions you have to guess at, and you may have to guess some. The pass mark is 30 out of 50, or 60%. A rule of thumb might be that about 10 to 15 questions are bankers. The answer is something that you can be confident of if you've studied. This includes the first 7 straight fact questions. I suggest you try and get to a position where you can ace these so that you have 20 extra minutes in your time bank. Check out the course resource revision aids. They will help you to get the fluency and thus the speed that you need. Back to rules of thumb. Maybe 25 questions have a justification you can describe, even if it's not a black and white choice. And maybe 10 are too grey to call one way or the other. Check out question 36. Maybe hit pause to consider it. And perhaps 35. Maybe this is welcome back. Question 36 is a banker. The answer is C. If it isn't clear at this stage, that's fine, don't worry. We will discuss question analysis in the context of each course topic. Question 35 is a bit more ambiguous. The answer is definitely A or B. C and D are actually factually wrong, but you'll have to recognise that only B explains why we use retrospectives as opposed to how we set them up. You'll have to learn to read the question stem for the important detail. In this case, how well requires that your explanation answers why. I'll show you truly ambiguous questions later. You need more context for the discussion to be useful. I suggest you mostly focus on paper 1 while you sequentially study new material and reserve paper 2's questions for when you get to the end of your full pass through the course materials. Make your first look at paper 2 a full mock exam to spot where revision will be most useful. Then use the extra resources in the revision aids. A simple but vital rule is always give the manual's opinion. Knowing how to find that is going to take study of all the resources you have, particularly the practice questions, sync. I've inserted official questions with their rationales at the end of most sections for discussion of exam technique. Their formatting looks like this. They are official mock questions, just reformatted. Maybe hit pause if you want to try this one, because the answer is coming in a few seconds. This question should be a banker, and I'll explain in a moment. Pause. Welcome back. Sync. The red section is the chief examiner's rationale. This is the fourth part of the exam only available in the training course, something you'll never get for the live exam. In this question, we are told of requirements. A recurrent idea in P2A is that scope is traded for deadlines. The mantra is always be on time. We're further told YouTube is a must-have, Instagram is a should-have, and Facebook is mostly irrelevant. So answer A doesn't make YouTube zero tolerance, another way of saying it's a must-have. B requires you recognise the significance of the question stem's detail that says acceptance criteria for where the video is available. C makes all the delivery platforms equal importance when the question stem tells us that they are not. And D is a close match for the sentiment of the marketing team's belief, so is the answer that we need in this case. Hopefully you appreciate that the words in the question need to be paid close attention to. Perhaps you also see that understanding of P2A's expression of mindset, here that we sacrifice scope to hit deadline, is key, and that together the wording and concepts are the core of this and every other question. You'll be able to ace these questions before you get to the exam. Maybe you ace this one already and based on the right rationale. Section 1, Lesson 9. Hey, did I give you the good news already? The exam is open book, and the not so good. But only if you spend an extra £99 plus shipping. If you buy at full price, why would you do that? Less if you buy from us. http://www.logicalmodel.net/shop/management-books. It's our bookshop. During the exam, it's useful to refer to some specific pages, such as pages 40 and 41, 50, 58, 9, maybe 84, 138, definitely 205 to 8 and 216, and highly likely are those like 147 and 164. Since these pages are useful, I've been careful to include their essence in the revision aids and everywhere else. There's a lot in the materials, including the revision aids, when we really get going, to ensure you know what is required to pass the exam. It will take study to internalise the facts and relationships, but it's all there. A necessary caveat on the open book element of the exam is that if you're trying to look up lots in that open book, then 150 minutes is no longer a generous time frame. AXLOS exams are designed to use the time given. Sync. I spent just on 2 hours, 120 minutes of the 150, but I was working out the exam style and I studied from the manual, not from training materials. It may be an OTE, objective test exam, made up of multiple choice questions, but we will see just how carefully the potential answers given need focused reading, cross-reference to the principles, and care of the specific words used. It is for this reason you'll get the number of quotes and key messages coming your way as we go. As well as careful reading of questions in the exam, you might need some teeth sucking and some chin stroking before plumping for an answer. During study, at each chapter's end, you might find it helpful to summarise each chapter's key points. Note when I highlight quotable phrases. They can crop up in exam questions. I'll give you lots as we go, and the revision aid and the course resources are specifically aimed at helping you here. But in essence, as you read or listen, be alert for decision-making discriminators, definitions and facts, sequences and role descriptions, etc. By etc. here and everywhere else, I just mean this is not a complete list. When etc. is not at the end of a list, I believe it is complete. These materials are as rigorous as I can make them after multiple iterative and incremental edits. However, here's the standard disclaimer. These materials are offered as is without promise of suitability for any specific purpose. The user should satisfy themselves as to their suitability for any specific purpose. No liability is accepted for error, omission, or addition, nor for any consequences arising from use. Real-world success requires you add, subtract, and adapt for your own context, easier when you have sound grasp of the theory. Exam success benefits from practicing the exam questions and then chase down their rationales for all those you get right and wrong. Yep, rationales for what you get right as well as what you get wrong is the way to prepare, because the rationales reveal the style of the question setters and the manual's author. Expect to be tired after the exam and expect to use the time sink. But also expect that your study effort with our materials will reward you with 30 or more correct answers and the 60% required to pass. The number of questions available to you is extended by the questions I've created to support your training journey. My questions are not always of the manual author's style, so those will also help you explore from different perspectives. Check out the course resource download for details. Section 0, Download 1. Included in these questions are ones like, what does this quotable phrase convey? These questions are my way of drawing your attention to what matters. Sync. When Axelos built the syllabus, they did so against 5 learning outcomes. We saw them listed under course objectives, and they're repeated in the notes on this slide. The exam syllabus breaks the learning objectives into 63 courseware items assigned against 20 assessment criteria. You don't really need to be interested in any of this, except that each exam question, and when you get into the detail slides, you'll see almost all of the slides, cross-reference the criteria in the notes. Also, each slide has a reference to the relevant official manuals, paragraphs and tables. It's in the bottom right-hand corner. But Axelos don't supply a route to link exam assessment criteria from exam questions to manual references to course content. But, haha, so that you can chase down these related elements of the course for revision needs that are revealed by using the exams, I have compiled a full set of cross-references and they're in the downloads, which is in subsection 0. My intention is that you're comfortable that the course is fully self-sufficient. Let me know if you need anything else. Remember, it's fully instructor supported. And I will do my level best to tell you everything material that the official manual says and that you need for the exam. Remember the email address p2a@logicalmodel.net or use the course's discussion facilities. Now, here, sync. Obviously, this Axelos slide's reference to third day assumes we're using an in-class delivery approach of 3 days. If you're not in class, then you will need to book an exam via us as your sponsoring ATO. The most convenient route available to you is an anywhere, anytime, 24/7 online booking. All you need is a computer with web camera, speakers and microphone. Speakers and microphone, not a headset, and a clear desk or table in a quiet, cheap, free room. Sync. Click through the link in the course resources to make a booking. For the community not using an app, it resolves to www.logicalmodel.net/prints2exams. This is Logical Models Prints 2 homepage. You'll also find the exam questions and all other resources through this link, http://learn.logicalmodel.net, which is our training portal. Time now for Section 2. Section 1, Lesson 10. Our first stop to review. You'll have to consult the course notes, the online e-learning facilities, or the downloads, as I've not narrated this quiz's questions. When you look at the quiz questions, note that none of the ones to come later will be this easy. They are all designed to either introduce details or reinforce key points already made. Select the answers that you think are correct. You can select more than one correct answer to many questions. On e-learning platforms, then click check to mark the question and continue to move on to the next question. In the downloads, where relevant, there's an answers section. I suggest you take quizzes and review revision aids more than once. It builds recall and understanding. For those reasons, you'll find the same content is in other formats of revision aids too. Third time around, or maybe second time, I hope rather than saying I've seen that somewhere, now what was the answer, you'll be saying, aha, this was new to me the first time I saw it, but I knew it the second time, and now I've got understanding of context, not just of isolated facts. This is end of section. Celebration, visible progress. Get your kids or colleagues or someone to make you a lapel pin badge. I completed section one. End of frivolous. This is the end of section one's coverage of who we all are, the manual and the exam. So next is section two. Section two is one of our longest with 10 lessons, a back at work skill builder case study, and our first exam question analysis. Section 2 covers the typical original work context of Agile in ongoing business-as-usual software development, and Prince's focus on projects in any environment and any industry, which takes Prince 2 Agile out of being a software development method. We will also discuss a few other Agile frameworks. This is the end of Section 1's podcast about yourself, the manual and the exam. Next, section 2 is one of our longest with 10 lessons, a back at work skill builder case study, and our first exam question analysis. Section 2 covers the typical original work context of Agile in ongoing business as usual software development, and Prince's focus on projects. And we'll discuss a few Agile frameworks.